Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Going to jump on the line with Scott in Greenville on Champeachment. Hey, Scott.
Good morning, Tara. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Hey, here's my premise. The Champeachment has been run, executed, and organized around the concept of rules for radicals. And for that very reason, it is bound and destined to fail. There's 13 rules in Rules for Radicals. If you go down them, and I briefly will, and give you examples and show you why that's just not applicable. The first rule is power is not only what you have, but what you think the enemy has. Remember the big buildup, oh, there's going to be bombshells, bombshells, bombshells. That's them executing rule number one. Number two, never go outside the expertise of your people. All their witnesses have been deep staters talking about their feelings, not facts. Number three, whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy. Well, that was simple for them. They didn't let us call any witnesses or bring any contrary evidence, so they've totally made us go outside our expertise. Make the enemy live up to his own rules, book of rules. Well, if you notice, they always say, well, you didn't do this or whatever. That's just a constant rule. And there's so many examples in the Champeachment, you could fill that one in. Ridicule is number five. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. Again, they've ridiculed, you know, bad orange men for not following the process, using outside agents, everything. I mean, that's been one of the core elements through the whole thing is the ridicule of his tactics. Number six, a good tactic is the one your people enjoy. Well, yeah, they're having a good time. They're preaching to their choir, rallying their troops, and setting the basis for the next coming election. Number seven, a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Tom Brokaw noted this last week, I believe, and I think you made comments and brought that up on the show, which is, in Watergate, they had years to build up on this. They're taking a very short time, a very quick hit-and-run type of tactic in and out on all these topics, so they're not trying to drag it down by going on for a long time. Keep the pressure on. Rush Limbaugh noted that this is going to be a Kavanaugh-esque hearing sort of thing where it's just one allegation after another. And so, again, they're consistently using that type of tactic. Number nine, and it kind of relates to number one, the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Well, they've been using impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. And as we're seeing going through the sham, the numbers aren't panning out for him. You know, his Trump's approval numbers are getting better and better.
Did you see Wisconsin?
Yeah.
He's now beating the whole Democrat field in Wisconsin. And approval for impeachment has turned upside down now. It is, supported by, it's 53% against. That's not good. That's a key swing state.
Yeah, the next three rules are pretty much all the same. And it says, you know, the major premise is to keep the pressure on and maintain constant pressure. So we've kind of already covered that. And the last rule of Rules of Radicals is pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Well, heck, they've done that with Trump periodically. Here's why this is going to fail, Tara. Rules for Radicals is based on guerrilla warfare. It's an in-and-out tactic. In warfare, and warfare is based on human psychology, there are four different styles of warfare. You've got the primary
And give us this. Can you give us the summary version? Why do you think this is going to fail?
Well, look, they're using guerrilla warfare tactics, and they're not a small force. They're the secondary force on the field. You use a completely different set of attacks. For example, American is going, this isn't fair, you know, and is rejecting the whole thing. That's because this in-and-out unfair punching and then running away and not letting anybody, you know, come back strikes at unfairness, and that's just the utterly wrong tactic. What you really need is to sit down, here's the evidence, grind it in the face of the enemy, and they're not doing it. I mean, they say their little press conferences and they run away. And again, guerrilla tactics, when you're one of the bigger powers on the battlefield, is not a tactic that wins you anything. And this is what you're seeing right now. So it is destined to fail because, and again, you see these little comments and observations, even on the left, that it's not working, and it's because they picked a totally wrong approach to take at this whole sham impeachment. You want facts. You want facts that everybody can see. You want witnesses that can tell you real things, et cetera, instead of illusions or, you know, giving intimations rather than what we're getting, you know. So that's my summary, and I know this is all destined to fail because you can't take rules for radicals and apply it everywhere. It's for little communist parties who have no place in the marketplace. They've used it because the communists have infiltrated into the Democrats, and that whole rules for radicals came with them. And if that's their playbook, great.
Yeah, and Rules for Radicals, Scott, I have to say, has worked pretty well for them so far. But I think that this whole shampeachment, I think John Ratliff nailed it when he said, look, they are doing this out of desperation because of the stuff that's coming out. And we're going to get into what's coming out over the next hour. We've already covered some of it. The stuff that's coming out right now is mind-bending. And just to recap where we are with Ukraine right now, I mean, this is insane. This is what's come out over the last week or so. The Ukraine, as you know, the MPs, their Congress members, had the press conference on Wednesday, along with their prosecutors, to ask Trump and the president of Ukraine to partner to get back the $7 billion that the head of Burisma stole from the Ukraine government and laundered through at least two U.S. Corporations. Oddly, the corporations named both of them, you never guess who's on the payroll. Adam Schiff. On the payroll. It's in his financial disclosure for Congress. Now, he didn't make a lot. They do it in ranges, so we would have made $15,000 to $30,000. I mean, that's not a ton, but still. And now we're finding out that the money that Hunter Biden got was $16 million, not $3 million, and it was stolen proceeds, stolen from the Ukraine government. It was thefted money. It's not profit money from the sale of oil, you know, what Burisma allegedly does. Well, it's an oil and natural gas company. So now we got a problem, and it's a big problem. And we also know that, and this is what's interesting to me, Joe Biden was not at the meeting where the whistleblower, Eric Chermela, in the White House, with White House officials, we don't know who, we just know other officials attended the meeting, pressured Ukraine officials to drop the investigation into Burisma. Well, we now know what they were pressuring him to drop the investigation into. $7 billion theft from the Ukraine people, from Ukrainians, from their government, by the head of Burisma. How on earth is Adam Schiff on the payroll of both the companies that the Ukrainians say laundered the money? How's that possible? What a conflict of interest. Now, here's another question for you, real quick. Money's stolen, right? Stolen and laundered. The Ukrainians are asking for our help to find it and get it back. Of course they are. We have an agreement between our countries that passed through Congress that said we would cooperate on corruption investigations. Well, you don't need to prove that Hunter Biden or Joe Biden or Adam Schiff or anybody did anything wrong to pull all the warrants and subpoenas you need to go after that money. It's stolen. You can trace stolen proceeds using international law or U.S. law. Take your pick. Let's trace it. They're asking us to. Where'd it go? Because I bet you that its last stop was not the coffers of Hunter Biden's company. I bet you could trace it all the way to Joe's coffers. But see, the problem is that the Democrats have used the shampeachment to turn the Democrat primary into one giant witness protection program. If you're running, you can't be investigated for a crime. So we'll never know. We'll never know where the money went. Or, oh, by the way, I haven't even gotten into this yet. The $130 million that a Hunter Biden-linked company received in special federal loans while Joe was president, that's in an offshore account.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
When you put it all together, it's literally staggering. The Democrats attempted coups against President Trump, which, by the way, it's not my word. That's the word the whistleblower's attorney used to describe what they planned to do. They would impeach Trump in a coup. And at that point, he hadn't even been in office 30 days when whistleblower Eric Charmella's attorney wrote that. Yesterday, Devin Nunes, in an epic tie-up to the Shampeachment, laid it all out. And when you put it side to side, look, even I forget some of this. The sheer scope of it is unbelievable. Devin Nunes laid it out. It's today's first epic rant. Take a listen.
I have stressed in these hearings that the whistleblower complaint was merely a pretext for Donald Trump's political opponents to do what they've been trying to do since he was elected: oust the president from office. A brief timeline will illustrate the wide range of extraordinary attacks his administration has faced. On President Trump's inauguration day, the Washington Post runs a story headlined, quote, "The campaign to impeach Donald Trump has begun." January 30th, 10 days later, the whistleblower's current lawyer tweets, hashtag coup has started, first of many steps, hashtag rebellion, hashtag impeachment will follow immediately. March 22nd, Democrats on this committee falsely declare on national TV that they have more than circumstantial evidence that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. July 12th, an article of impeachment is filed against President Trump in the House of Representatives. November 15th, Democrats file additional articles of impeachment against President Trump. As you see, this was just in President Trump's first year in office. He was subjected to a coordinated smear operation designed to falsely portray him as a Russian agent, as well as attempts to impeach him. This all occurred before his now infamous call with President Zelensky. In 2018, the attacks continued, often from executive branch officials charged with implementing his policies. On February 2nd, 2018, Intelligence Committee Republicans release a memo revealing that the FBI used fabrications of the Steele dossier to get a warrant to spy on a Trump campaign associate. September 5th, the New York Times prints a column by an anonymous Trump administration official who explains that he and other senior officials are, quote, working diligently from within to frustrate parts of Trump's agenda, unquote. December 7th, James Comey admits to Congress the Steele dossier was unverified before and after the FBI used it to get a warrant to spy on a Trump campaign associate. The Russia hoax continued to be the main focus of attacks going into 2019. But when that entire operation collapsed, a new impeachment pretext had to be found. May 4th, 2019, on national television, a Democratic congressman proclaims, quote, "I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected," unquote. July 24th of this year, Special Counsel Robert Mueller testifies to Congress about his report, which debunked the conspiracy theory that the Trump campaign associates conspired with Russia to hack the 2016 elections. July 25th, just the very next day, a new anti-Trump operation begins as someone listens to the president's phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky and leaks the contents to the so-called whistleblower. September 13th, Democrats on this committee take the extraordinary step of issuing a press release related to the whistleblower's complaint. October 2nd, it's revealed that Democratic staff on this committee had contact with the whistleblower before he submitted his complaint to the Inspector General, contradicting Democrat denials that such contact had occurred. October 31st, Halloween, probably the most appropriate day. Democrats in the House of Representatives vote to open an official impeachment inquiry against President Trump. What you've seen in this room over the past 2 weeks is a show trial. The planned result of 3 years of political operations and dirty tricks. Campaigns waged against this president. And like any good show trial, the verdict was decided before the trial ever began. After all, after denouncing the president for years as a Russian agent and a threat to democracy, how could the Democrats not impeach him? If they don't have to move, if they don't move to overthrow him, it would indicate that they don't really believe their own dire warnings about the threat he poses. The Democrats only needed a pretext. When their Russian dossiers and investigations failed to do the job, they moved to Plan B, the Ukraine hoax.
And that's it, folks. That's it. Texter writes, the thing is, $7 billion is a lot of money anywhere, but to a country that is a fraction the size, talking about Ukraine, and economy of U.S., that would be like having a trillion stolen from our tax coffers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Democrats are looting. They're looting other countries, and it appears they're actually looting this one, too.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go. Texter writes, I think the impeachment trial was actually more like Plan H or Plan I, not Plan B. I still think Lee's got it right about this. I think the Republicans are doing this all wrong by even accepting the framework of this thing. Lee said the Republicans should have had a press conference. They could still do it. In which they demand Adam Schiff's resignation from the chairmanship of the Intelligence Committee and from Congress for lying. And they ought to lay out the lies. I could do it again here in this segment, but I'm not going to. I am exhausted of laying out Adam Schiff's lies this week. We've done it bit by bit, soundbite by soundbite, over 30 soundbites this week. I'm tired from cutting them. I cut them all myself. I'm not going to do it again, but they could. That's how you fight this thing. You don't even accept the process. Well, you know, we didn't have to do rights and procedures in the process. No, the process is corrupt. The process is a problem. You're letting a guy who perjured himself before Congress, like, what, a month ago? Reading a fake transcript of Trump's call into the congressional record. And then, after that, when he gets busted, saying it was a parody, ha, 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 ha. After telling us how very serious it was at the time he was reading it. This guy's a clown. And we let him run circles around us. But I'm not going to get distracted today. I'm not going to get distracted from the big story. And that's this. FBI official, headline, FBI official under criminal investigation. It's in an FBI attorney. FBI official under criminal investigation for altering surveillance document of Carter Page, allowing agency to spy on the Trump campaign. This is a big deal. This is an astonishingly big deal. This was broken by CNN. Why? This is part of the preparations for the Horowitz report. This is why, in recent weeks, after mocking us for 2 years, the mainstream media has now begun to admit, well, maybe there is a deep state. But they're good. They're real good. They do break some laws sometimes, but they do it for our own good. I told you it was coming. You could tell by watching that. New York Times has admitted it. CNN has admitted it. Yeah, there's a deep state. Well, you're going to love them. They're great guys. It's the only defense they have left. Well, okay, we might have broken the law, but Orange Man bad. We had to save the country. Or at least our corrupt friends who are running the country. Let me back the heck up to explain why this Carter Page story is such a big deal. CNN broke it. And here's what we know. Criminal investigation has been opened into an FBI official for altering the surveillance documents on Carter Page. What did they use those documents for again? Oh, to justify spying on Carter Page. Now you're thinking, well, Carter Page. He's just the campaign, like a campaign advisor. What do I care? Oh, you should care. See, because Carter Page isn't Carter Page. Carter Page didn't even matter to all this. This was a two-jump warrant. That's like the nuclear weapon of warrants. That's the kind of warrant you use when you suspect Al-Qaeda is planning another 9/11 attack and you need to get all the conspirators. This is the Mac Daddy of warrants. And the reason they used the two-jump warrant is everybody that Carter Page has been copied on an email with, passed in the hall and said, hi, his mom, his dad, everyone he knows can be surveilled. And everyone they know can be surveilled. Devin Nunes explained at one point, as about a year ago, this warrant was so potent that with two jumps, you could spy on the entire Republican Party. They definitely could spy on the whole Trump family. This was a warrant to spy on Trump via Carter Page. Once you understand that, you understand the seriousness of this. And of course, they're not explaining it. Trey Gowdy brilliantly explained it at the time. The two-jump process. He was astonished that such a warrant had been granted. when he had the security clearance to see it. He was astonished that it would be granted to spy on a president during a presidential campaign, or a presidential candidate during a presidential campaign. Here's what CNN writes. The alterations were significant enough to have shifted the document's meaning and came up during a part of Horowitz's FISA review where details were classified according to the sources. Let me translate this for you. The FBI lied to get the ability to spy on President Trump and monitor him during a campaign in which they have been caught red-handed burying felonies committed by Hillary. Remember to say what's going on at the same time here. Remember what James Comey's doing? Oh, yeah, it looks like new emails have shown up. Yeah, beyond top secret, classified, every one of them a felon. Oh, look here. I spent the weekend and I couldn't find a single one. And then we find out he only looked at 10% of them, let the rest go. They were literally covering her crimes while they were illegally spying on him. This is huge. Now, some of you, some of my trolls are saying, but CNN is reporting that it didn't materially alter the application. Well, here's your problem. When you put the lie by the FBI, and first of all, I don't believe that. They told us 27 agencies agreed there was Russian meddling and collusion. Then they said, well, it might have been three intel agencies. Well, actually, we don't know definitively. And then in federal court, they admit they have no proof at all in the Roger Stone case. So, I mean, they lie. I mean, like, boy, do they lie. Shoot, we're talking about lying. This is a criminal investigation for lying. But here's the thing. Here's what we know. This was just on the news earlier. Comey admitted under oath that the dossier was unverified. Steele dossier. And we know for a fact from Comey's testimony that the Steele dossier was either all of their evidence for the FISA warrant, spy application on Carter Page, which was ultimately to spy on Trump, or it was a significant part of it. So let's put that together. Let's put it all together here, because CNN sure as heck's not going to do it for you, and neither is Washington Post, so I'll do it. They never verified the Steele dossier. It was at least a significant part of the FISA warrant. Comey signed under penalty of perjury that it had been verified. So did Andrew McCabe. So did Rod Rosenstein. They perjured themselves. And now we're finding out, in addition to that, we now know, by the way, Comey admitted it was unverified. Most of it was salacious, untrue, as far as he could tell. And the rest, he had no idea. But he lied to the FISA court. We know that for a fact. And now we're finding out FBI attorney lied on the FISA application to spy on the president of the United States of America. My God. I mean, just there's no words. There are no words. In a presidential campaign?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
How big a deal is the FBI lying to the FISA court? Folks, here's the thing. You know what's amazing about this? This is old news to you if you've listened to this show for any amount of time. We've gotten every bit of it right, and it's because we rely on the reporting of real reporters like Sarah Carter and John Solomon. That's how the media got Russia so long wrong, and we nailed it years before it happened. So what's happening here is CNN just admitting the truth. It's been out there for a long time. Again, remember, March of 2017, never forget this, FISA court puts out a 99-page censure of the FBI. For what? Perjury. Lying under oath. Not just lying under oath, though. lying under oath in a way that violates the Fourth Amendment rights. That's the your right to privacy. Violating the Fourth Amendment rights of not one candidate, but multiple candidates. That's how we know the I have known from the beginning that the FBI lied on the FISA application. I've been telling you it is fact for years. What does it tell you? And so is Sarah Carter. So is John Solomon. So is all the media report outlets that rely on their reporting. What does that tell you? That it only now is this news on CNN. They operate on a 2.5 year delay on the truth. You want to know what's going on? You need to listen to talk radio. And you should see the text line. My trolls are already in denial mode. Well, it's not that big of a deal to lie. I mean, it's not really that big of a deal for the FBI to lie. How'd you feel if the FBI lied to get a warrant to spy on you? How would you feel? Violated? Terrorized? It's what secret police do in third world thug nations. No, it's not that big of a deal. Doesn't matter. Oh my God, y'all. You're like cult members. You need to be deprogrammed. I'm trying. I do it every day. I try to save you. All right, let's listen to Preet Bharara, who is practically a criminal himself. The former, but was fired, chief prosecutor of the Southern District of New York, explain how this is a big freaking deal. You can't just lie. Folks, okay. And I had a great text earlier from law enforcement, and I should have read it. Unfortunately, got lost, and it just got buried in all the texts that came in. But I mean, if you're a police officer, if you are an investigator, and you go into court and you lie, you falsify evidence, you go to prison. If the prosecutor knows you didn't let you, he goes to prison too, and he loses his law license. If the judge knows, y'all going to be on the same cell block in the prison. That's how serious this is. Preet Bharara couldn't deny that.
What's your reaction?
By the way, this is CNN. What's your reaction?
Preet.
Well, that's kind of an alarming bit of news. If there was an FBI agent sworn to uphold the Constitution who can be proven to have altered a document in connection with a legal proceeding, including the obtaining of a FISA warrant, that's really serious. It doesn't get a lot more serious than that. I'd like to know the details. Of what the nature of the change was, if there's a mistake in some way. Based on that reporting, it doesn't sound like it was. I want to keep an open mind about it, but that's not a good thing. It's a terrible thing. You know, the law enforcement agents and prosecutors who work with them are sworn to uphold the Constitution, sure, but actually even exceed the protections in the Constitution. They have to be of the utmost integrity and the utmost candor, and when, especially you're making a representation to the court, which is what a FISA application is. It's got to be on the up and up. And I know there's been a lot of political fighting about whether or not there was proper candor. And there was this back and forth with the House, within the House Intelligence Committee, when the positions were reversed between Devin Nunes and Adam Schiff. And that looked like a lot of politics. This particular thing that Evan Perez has just broken the story on does sound serious to me.
Yeah. This should have come out years ago. Where are the FISA judges on this? A judge that catches an officer doing this, a prosecutor doing this, would go crazy. They'd have to, or they'd be in prison next to him at the local level. Where's John Roberts? He oversees the FISA court. Where is he? Nowhere? They put a report out. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's awesome. So we'll just let local police officers just make up evidence, falsify evidence. That's a felony. And we'll just let them do that. And it'll be okay. No, this would never be put up with at the local level. But Washington's a different place. It's a lawless regime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.